page 181, exercise B. As you are listening to the passage again, say if the following statement are true or false.
Transparency International calls on leaders of the African Union to stay true to their anti-corruption commitments and take concerted actions to end corruption in the region. Through a letter signed by 28 of its chapters across Africa, Transparency International highlighted the need to accelerate strategies to effectively tackle illicit financial flows, guarantee corruption-free delivery of basic services to African citizens, and progress towards the complete ratification and implementation of the convention. The letter highlighted the positive developments to curb trade-related illicit financial flows, including the establishment of the Subcommittee on Tax and Illicit Financial Flows. However, it also urged state parties to establish central, verified, public beneficial ownership registered and called for stronger regional mechanisms to facilitate tracking cross-border corruption for investigation and prosecution in line with global standards. It further emphasized the need to curb corrupt practices, which exacerbate inequalities and violate the fundamental rights of already marginalized communities in basic service delivery and land management systems by strengthening whistleblower protection and justice systems. Finally, it highlighted the need for harmonized tax reforms to increase the resources available for Africa's development agenda. While the near universal ratifications by African states of the AUCPCC is commendable, the letter concludes by calling attention to the need to incorporate it at the national level and implement its provisions fully.